Paramount Plus. Smile. This horror film captivated and terrified audiences last October, and for good reason. Smile has some truly iconic visuals, and gave me the creeps for days after I viewed it in theaters. It's a unique modern genre entry that crawls into your head and stays there. It follows a psychiatrist who, following a traumatic incident with a patient, begins to lose her grip on reality. She believes she is being terrorized by an otherworldly entity, and that no one around her can help. Key to why writer-director Parker Finn's feature works is because of an absolutely stellar cast. Sosie Bacon, daughter of celebs Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick, had a fantastic role in HBO show Mayor of Easttown, and continues her streak with a strong turn here. She's joined by Jesse T. Usher and Kyle Gallner, a genre favorite, with roles in Scream, Red State, Jennifer's Body and the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Smile represents a film that you won't soon forget, and it's an exercise in how to hearken to the best in the genre while carving out your own identity. On Netflix, Sam and Katay got exactly what I needed out of this cute, little indie. It's a family comedy drama that hits all the right notes. When I say, family, I mean it. Jay Kaufman, the male lead, is supporting screen legend Dustin Hoffman's son. In turn, female lead Skylar Fiske is supporting Oscar winner Sissy Spacek's daughter. Writer-director Darren LaGallo allows us to bear witness to some incredible on-screen chemistry in this story of Sam and Kate, who begin to fall for each other at the same time their respective parents, Bill and Tina, spark a romance too. Sam cares for his ailing father who, a gruff, generational form, refuses to do anything to help his own health, and who constantly criticizes his son, who is nothing like him. Meanwhile, Kate, whose past is mired in tragedy, has a parent who clings to her for support. A film about love, loss, finding support in unlikely places, and seeking a way forward, it's a quiet, splendid little ride. On Amazon Prime Video, Marcel the Shell with Shoes on This was, without a doubt, the cutest, most absolutely heartwarming film I've seen since Pixar's heyday. Marcel the Shell with Shoes on comes from the 2010 stop-motion short film trilogy, and gained so much popularity that it became a full-length feature. I absolutely adored it start to finish. It follows a mollusk named Marcel, and the mockumentary-style film chronicles his day-to-day life in an Airbnb he's made home with his family. When everyone but his grandmother is swept away to another home accidentally, he embarks on a search to find them. The wonderful cast includes co-creator Jenny Slate, writer-director Dean Fleischer-Camp, Isabella Rossellini, and Andy Richter. I laughed, I cried, and my heart was absolutely filled to the brim with joy for the entire runtime. I cannot recommend this film enough. On Disney Plus, Boston Strangler. This creepy little thriller snuck by most people last month, despite having an impressive cast and true story to build its narrative around. We as a society have a huge fascination with true crime, and Boston Strangler is a release that follows the two women who worked ferociously as journalists to uncover who was the Boston Strangler murderer. Loretta McLaughlin, a young, tenacious journalist, is the first to connect the dots, and along with veteran writer Jean Cole, the two fight a system meant to keep female reporters in the shadows to do hugely important work in the 1960s. A true crime story it may be, but it's also a story of sexism and defying the conventions and expectations placed on us. I haven't seen Keira Knightley stun in a major movie role like that since The Imitation Game, and with Carrie Coon, Chris Cooper and Alessandro Nicola in tow, it's a great character piece. Moody and atmospheric, it's a thriller done with class and panache. Crave, Barry. One of the absolute funniest shows on TV. Barry follows a killer for hire who decides he wants to retire and pursue his lifelong passion of becoming a professional actor. But his hitman life refuses to leave him behind, and the two worlds threaten to continue colliding. Barry gets caught up in the theater scene and falls for an acting classmate while also dealing with his former boss and a group of people not content to let him leave his sins behind. Heading into its fourth and final season, Barry has 9 Emmy wins, including 2 Best Actor wins for Bill Hader, and 1 for Best Supporting Actor for veteran thespian Henry Winkler. Winkler and Hader are just 2 of an amazing cast, which also includes fellow Emmy nominees Stephen Root and Anthony Carrigan, as well as Sarah Goldberg and Darcy Carden. It's a sight to behold, and one of the most entertaining shows on TV. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com.